You might find it strange that a war museum is running an exhibition about peace campaigners. But People Power, Fighting for Peace is the title of an exhibition at the Imperial War Museum in London, exploring the anti-war movement from the First World War to the present day. I spoke to the exhibition's curator, Matt Brosnan, and I asked him why a war museum had decided to mount an exhibition about pacifism.
We've always been interested as a museum in conflict from all angles and all perspectives and the experiences of society in conflict and opposing it, as well as the kind of military experience of conflict. So it's something we've wanted to do for quite a long time. It kind of reflects our remit and our interest as a museum as well. Also is a good opportunity to bring together really interesting material from our own collection, as well as some fantastic low material from other places as well.
What kind of interesting material?
Well, some of the star objects in the exhibition, which we're very lucky to have on display, are some original drawings by an artist called Gerald Holtham for the nuclear disarmament symbol, which is now, you know, most widely known as the peace symbol. They're two original sort of pencil and watercolour and ink drawings that we've borrowed from Bradford University Special Collections. And they've never been displayed in an exhibition like this before. And, you know, they're basically very, very quickly done sketches for a symbol that's become, you know, a worldwide symbol for peace. And were designed very much with a specific intention in mind for the first Aldermaston march in Easter 1958. They're a really sort of exciting thing that we're able to display. Also, throughout the gallery, we have some fantastic sort of protest banners sort of hanging from the ceiling of the gallery, right from sort of First World War period through to recent banners that were displayed to protest against the Iraq War, for example, in London in 2003. There's a whole array of material from kind of tiny sort of lapel badges through to diaries and letters relating to conscientious objectors in the First World War, through to people that were conscientious objectors in the Second World War, those that did alternative service in both World Wars, people that were highly involved in anti-nuclear campaigning right through the Cold War period, and also recent material as well. So it's a real sort of varied mixture.
So you clearly include CND and the modern kind of protests about war, and you've mentioned conscientious objectors in World War One. Do you go back any further than that, or does conscientious objection really begin with World War One?
Yeah, the exhibition starts with the First World War period, in line with our remit as a museum. Obviously, we cover from 1914 onwards.
Segment 1.
You might find it strange that a war museum is running an exhibition about peace campaigners, but People Power, Fighting for Peace is the title of an exhibition at the Imperial War Museum in London, exploring the anti-war movement from the First World War to the present day. I spoke to the exhibition's curator, Matt Brosnan, and I asked him why a war museum had decided to mount an exhibition about pacifism.
We've always been interested as a museum in conflict from all angles and all perspectives and the experiences of society in conflict and opposing it, as well as the kind of military experience of conflict. So it's something we've wanted to do for quite a long time. It kind of reflects our remit and our interest as a museum as well.
Segment 2.
Also is a good opportunity to bring together really interesting material from our own collection, as well as some fantastic low material from other places as well.
What kind of interesting material?
Well, some of the star objects in the exhibition, which we're very lucky to have on display, are some original drawings by an artist called Gerald Holtham for the nuclear disarmament symbol, which is now, you know, most widely known as the peace symbol. They're two original sort of pencil and watercolour and ink drawings that we've borrowed from Bradford University Special Collections. And they've never been displayed in an exhibition like this before. And
Segment 3.
You know, they're basically very, very quickly done sketches for a symbol that's become, you know, a worldwide symbol for peace. And were designed very much with a specific intention in mind for the first Aldermaston march in Easter 1958. They're a really sort of exciting thing that we're able to display. Also, throughout the gallery, we have some fantastic sort of protest banners sort of hanging from the ceiling of the gallery, right from sort of First World War period through to recent banners that were displayed to protest against the Iraq War, for example, in London in 2003.
Segment 4.
There's a whole array of material from kind of tiny sort of lapel badges through to diaries and letters relating to conscientious objectors in the First World War, through to people that were conscientious objectors in the Second World War, those that did alternative service in both World Wars, people that were highly involved in anti-nuclear campaigning right through the Cold War period, and also recent material as well. So it's a real sort of varied mixture.
So you clearly include CND and the modern kind of protests about war, and you've mentioned conscientious objectors in World War One. Do you go back any further than that, or does conscientious objection really begin with World War One?
Yeah, the exhibition starts with the First World War period, in line with our remit as a museum. Obviously, we cover from 1914 onwards.